The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley on the mic, Autumn Warren, and a very special guest today, Debbie Campbell. So good to have you in studio with us, Debbie.
Thank you.
We had some great discussion before we even went live. I'm so looking forward to your segment. We're going to be we are going to be talking all about marriage. And how to, how to know if you're in a healthy marriage and when to get out if you're not. I said that like a game show host. Did you notice that?
I liked it.
It is a bit game showy.
It is, isn't it? Well, you know, I have another exceptional guest who's been on the show before. I love this guy. He's coming up here next, right after the break, Robert Richmond. He is the author of The Culture Blueprint, a systematic guide to building the high-performance workplace. He was a manager and culture strategist at Zappos.com and co-founded Zappos Insights, which is an innovative program focused on educating companies on the secrets behind its game-changing employee culture. And so looking forward to talking with him today. We're going to be talking about time. Time. Do you guys ever think about time?
Absolutely. All the time.
All the time? Okay, so when you think about time, how do you think about it, though? Do you think about it in simple terms? Or do you think about it like in different galaxies and like black holes that are like billions of light years away that are just, we're now hitting us or we're able to see stuff like that?
I just read Wrinkle in Time to my kids. And
whoa.
Yeah. So, you know, it talks all about, you know, time travel and a Tesseract, you know, the bending and folding of time. And it really did make me think a little bit more about time.
That sounds like a really cool book.
It was so cool. And the whole theme of the book is, I mean... it's just amazing. It's a great book for kids.
And yeah, it is. Well, you know, Lynn McTaggart, who's one of my favorite authors, wrote The Intention Experiment. She talks about time, and she talks about to a person. It's really, really funny, actually. She says, one of the most vexing problems to most physicists is the notion of time and its absolute relativity, depending on the subjectivity of the observer. But she talks about like a person on a hallucinogenic drug has a different experience in time than someone who's just, you know, not on a hallucinogenic, but, you know, I had some thoughts about that. You know, I didn't hallucinate before, really, but I have done mushrooms one time in my life, and I got to the point where right at the edge before I hallucinated. And I have to tell you, it was the most amazing experience. The only thing that I can even relate it to is being in the float tank as well, sensory deprivation, where you lose track of time and you're like in this oblivion. And when you come out of it, it's the most amazing feeling because your brain is, I don't even know, just thinking at such a higher level. So we're going to talk.
Or you're getting space, a little bit of space in your brain.
A little bit. Okay, so what do you...
That's what I think about. Okay, you know, so like when I do my meditations, if I do an hour-long chanting mantra meditation, when I come out of it, I mean, it doesn't feel like an hour has passed.
Right.
But it is. It's sensory deprivation. I mean, you're depriving yourself of the, you know, sight and hearing and
so are you really time traveling when you're doing that?
You know, I don't know. I don't feel like I am necessarily, but I am certainly, I'm not participating in the thinking of time going past.
Well, do you know that Einstein, his theory is proved, and I'm reading this from a science thing I pulled off of the internet, but it says, and it's bad news if you own a penthouse. So I don't know if you guys know this, but okay, so the world's most accurate clock has neatly shown how right Albert Einstein was 100 years ago when he proposed that time is a relative concept, and the higher you live above sea level, the faster you should age. Has anybody here ever heard that?
No.
I hadn't either. Okay, and so goes on to talk about Einstein's theory of relativity, states that time and space are not as constant as everyone wants to believe, as everyday life would suggest. He suggested that the only true constant, the speed of light, meant that time can run faster or slower depending upon how high you are and how fast you are traveling. So now scientists have demonstrated the true nature of Einstein's theory for the first time with an incredibly accurate atomic clock that is able to keep time to within 1 second of about 3.7 billion years, roughly the same length of time that life has existed on Earth. Think about that. Okay, so James Chin-Wen Cho, okay, that's the guy's real name, and his colleagues from the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology in Boulder, Colorado, found that when they monitored two such clocks, positioned one just 1 foot apart in height above sea level, they found that time really does run more quickly the higher you are. So just as Einstein predicted. So if you're living in a penthouse, you're going to age faster.
That sucks.
How far are we above sea level here?
I don't know. How far? Yeah, the studio's on the 7th floor. I want to be on the 1st floor. My gosh. How many hours a day are we here, Diamond? We're aging as we're working.
Sea level is looking really good right now.
You what?
Living at sea level is looking really good right now.
Yeah, I know, right? Have you ever thought about that, though? That's crazy crazy thinking, right?
It is. I mean, I could understand the oxygenation, right? If you're mm-hmm. at altitude, there's less oxygen, so inherently maybe you'd age faster, but not in terms of speed.
Yeah.
I think about time slipping away and how it's concrete. I'm very concrete about it. I'm like, there's only so much time.
Well, Robert has such an amazing mind. He is the inventor of the X-Pill. I don't know if you know about the X-Pill, but if you don't, it's this like crazy story. You got to hear it. We probably won't have time to talk about it today, but you should today. You should definitely Google it. Robert mm-hmm. Richman, X-Pill. He's going to be talking about what's our biggest misconception about time and how does a basketball shot clock apply to life. So I can't wait to hear what he has to say. And
yeah,
he's also
really
going to be talking, right? Isn't
yeah.
it cool? He's mm-hmm. he's just a really cool guy. He's a thinker, not a stinker, that's for sure. and he's a huge Muppets fan. So I've got a few Muppets questions for him. And he loves exceptional coffee, so I'm going to ask him if he goes to Starbucks.
I made some cold brew coffee this weekend.
Did you?
It was really, really, really good. I don't drink coffee very often, but it was really good.
Well, I spent almost the whole weekend in bed. I don't know if you can hear it in my chest, but I had a relapse of that cold that I was fighting. And I haven't been sick in a long, long time, many, many years. And I think it's due to stress. I know it's due to stress. It's due to stress and negative energy. And so I put my shields up and went to bed, and I'm on the mend. But you do have to watch what you even expose yourself to. We're going to talk about that with you, Debbie. Mm-hmm. Seriously, because we were talking about the impact of stress from a relationship. What kind mm-hmm. of, you said your body is...
Stress is stress. So, you know, your body doesn't distinguish between chemical stress, physical stress, emotional stress.
Think
stress
about that.
Stress is stress. So it inflames your body and it takes a toll.
Yeah.
So there are many ways to stress your body out, not just, you know, feeling socio-emotional stress like in a relationship. You mm-hmm. could have stress from overdoing it outside gardening.
Yeah.
Or eating food that doesn't bode well with your body.
Well, yeah. And when you're under that kind of stress, it's not healthy for anyone around you either. I mean,
yeah.
all that negative energy or just that, I don't know, low energy.
There actually was a research study that just came out that said that proving that we are very heavily influenced by the people that we surround ourselves with,
mm-hmm.
that like our brainwaves start to line up.
Yeah.
Kind of like our brainwaves start to line up with music that we listen to, or our brainwaves light up with the flickering of light if we're exposed to flickering lights.
I had an experience with a sound healing last week. Mm. I keep talking about it because I just was so impressed by this sound healer that I experienced, Carol Turner Johnson at the Paleo FX. I still can't get over it. I was telling my friend the other day, and I'm trying to figure out how we can get this woman to, basically heal millions, but in one, like come to the AA center and have thousands of people experience what we experienced that day in the auditorium at the Paleo FX. Have mm-hmm. you ever heard of someone, have you ever experienced sound healing where they play the bowls and sing?
Yes, yeah. Sound healing is amazing, but we're talking about the same concept, which is that your brainwaves
energy.
Will line up with the sound that you're exposed to, the frequency of the sound that you're exposed to, the frequency of light that you're exposed to, the people that you're around. Like our body is a very sensitive instrument. Our nervous system is a very sensitive instrument. We sense the world. We see it. We hear it. We taste it. We touch it. We smell it. We feel it. Which is why the nervous system is so important.
Which is why meditation is so important. Mm-hmm. Seriously, any kind of sensory deprivation like flotation or we talk about the chakras. I never really understood all the chakras. You know, Autumn's been trying to teach me for years. A lot of people have. And it just, you know, it seemed kind of hokey to me. Like, you know, I mean, I kind of sort of get it. But I really understood it after experiencing sound healing for the first time. I felt like my whole body opened, every chakra opened, and I got tremendous healing because of it. I couldn't even hold back the tears, Debbie.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Have you had that happen to you?
Sure. Absolutely.
Really?
Well, when you have a really powerful experience and it's a sensory experience and you feel one with the experience, right? It's very overwhelming.
I couldn't control it.
In sports psychology,
which is your background.
Yeah, which is my background. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi talks about flow, right? Which is feeling one with something. He pairs it up with the challenge and the skill set being a match. The challenge not being too easy or too difficult, but it being a match. But I think our body and our mind are much more powerful than we give them credit. Mm-hmm. You know, we never scrape our knee and wonder if it's going to heal itself. But sometimes going through a breakup, we might feel like, oh, man, I'm never going to be the same from this. Or you know, we break a bone, it may never be the same.
Stephen Hawking said that we only use what percentage of our brain? Does anyone here know what the percentage was that he said? And if you think about it, and that's where I go back to like the mushrooms, okay? So, because I only did it once. It was with, you know, it was a very experienced person. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to understand. I wanted to feel it. I want to know what everyone talks about, especially since we talk with guys like Dr. Dan Engel that are studying this at very high levels worldwide with some of the leading scientists in the world. But, you know, when I had that experience, it's like time was not an issue. I was absolutely just there, and I felt like incredible peace. And I don't know, that's how I felt last week when I was doing the sound healing as well. But anyway,
it's just it's getting out of your mind. It's getting out of your humanness and being, you know, more in touch with the universe.
Going to a higher level of consciousness where time doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Because I'm not so sure that it really does. That's the whole point. And so that's what we're going to ask Robert Richman. I love this guy. He's the author of The Culture Blueprint, and he will be up right after the break. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine?
Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Did you know pigeons mate for life and are devoted to their families? Their vision is far better than that of humans. They have excellent memories. Their navigational skills are astoundingly complex, and they're able to recognize their own reflection in a puddle or mirror. Eugene Field wrote this tender lullaby. Sleep, little pigeon, and fold your wings, little blue pigeon with velvet eyes. Sleep to the singing of mother bird swinging, swinging the nest where her little one lies. With 8 children of his own, perhaps Mr. Field found in pigeons, with their excellent parenting skills, the same protective, nurturing bond he felt for his own family. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by seeking help for any injured bird we encounter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Muppets! Yay!
Oh my gosh, welcome back to One Life Radio. That's for you, Robert. How do you like that?
I was just thinking, wait a minute.
That's the Muppets. Absolutely. So good to have you back on One Life Radio. Robert Richman, let me tell everyone, if you don't know Robert, who he is the author of The Culture Blueprint, a systematic guide to building the high-performance workplace. He was a manager and culture strategist at Zappos.com and co-founded Zappos Insights, an innovative program focused on educating companies on the secrets behind its game-changing employee culture. Robert has spoken and consulted to big companies like Google, Toyota, Whole Foods, and many other. He also developed the X-Pill, which is a pill and process that helps people break through their own blocks and access the power of the unconscious mind. He is also a big fan of improv comedy, The Muppets, and Exceptional Coffee. Always a pleasure to have Robert Richman on the show, and you can find him at robertrichman.com. So I have to ask you right out of the gate, before we talk about time, which is our topic today, what's your favorite Muppet and why?
Oh, geez, it's so hard. But I would just, my gut reaction on that is Animal, just because he's just so free and liberated.
Yeah.
I love him.
That's the red one, right?
Yeah, the drummer.
Yeah, the drummer, right. Well, did you learn any lessons from Animal that you apply to your life?
No, I wouldn't see the Muppets for life lessons. Entertainment.
Well, I don't know. Miss Piggy had some really, she had some tood, and it seemed to work well for her. Plus, she was a fashionista. So, you know, I want to be a little bit like Miss Piggy. So,
his role model's great. Yeah, totally.
Well, you know, we're talking about time today, and this is such an incredible subject. I'm not sure we've ever talked about this this on One Life Radio. So, what is our biggest misconception about time, Robert?
Well, there's actually two. It's that we don't have enough or that we have all the time in the world. Mm. Because oftentimes people say to themselves, oh, man, I just don't have time for this. Or we put off our goals and what we really want to do, thinking, oh, I'll just do this later. And neither of them are true. And I've discovered these things the hard way. And in my business model, I actually have a lot of time because I go somewhere, I speak, and then I come back and I have a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I realized how much I'd have the same problems with massive amount of time as I did when I had no time. And it's actually easier to be really busy that whole act.
Well, when you consult with these big companies, do you talk about time with them?
Now I'm talking more and more about time because what I found is what I used to do is I'd go in and I'd do a whole assessment for a week and spend so much time with them and figure out all the things that they were doing wrong and what they need to fix. And they never do it. And now I really just ask one question to ascertain if they're really ready. Is I say, do you show up at the meetings on time? Do you end on time? And do you meet your deadlines? And if so, it's usually a strong culture. And if it's an indicator that it's really not a strong culture.
Well, you know, and it's one of the oldest, basic rules of having any job is show up on time. Actually show up 5 minutes before you're supposed to be there, before you're supposed to clock in or begin work, because it shows that you're committed. It shows that you have perseverance, you have respect for the job, all these things. Is that the most important thing, though? Or is what you bring to the company more important? Or in not being on time, does that discount your respect or your commitment to the job in any way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's huge because it just comes down to this idea of, can you do what you say you're going to do? Can you show up? Can you deliver on time when you say you're going to deliver? Do you show up on time? Do you end meetings on time? Because when you do that, you respect that there are limitations and you work with everybody because everybody's dealing with the same clock. Whereas people who start late and late short.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Well, so, you know, you talk about the basketball shot clock and how it applies to life. So how does the basketball shot clock apply to life?
Yeah, it does, because we can get so much done in just a limited amount of time. And what happened with basketball, it used to be a terrible game because people would stall and delay and they wouldn't make the shots because they had all the time in the world. And when that got limited, engagement went up because it really became a great game with a limit, and we can play with that.
Yeah, well, procrastination is not a good it's not a good habit. It isn't. But, you know, I'm speaking very personally, very transparent here now. A lot of times I like saving stuff till the last minute. It depends what it's sometimes, not all times, but I don't know. I have to have a fire under my rear end or get an adrenaline rush in order to really, you know, focus well on something. If I have too much time, I feel like it doesn't behoove me in any way.
Right, exactly.
Well,
exactly. So
no, go ahead.
So creating those limits for ourselves work because the deadline, if we don't, we'll just keep on delaying it.
Yeah. And so for someone that doesn't have respect for time, what would you like to say to them? What would you like to teach them?
Yeah. I'd like to say if you're finding that things are just oddly not working, like this doesn't work out, or this doesn't show up, or this date doesn't happen, or, you know, people are disappointing you, et cetera, stop looking externally and check out your relationship to time. Because my promise to you is if you get impeccable with that, a lot of those other things are going to change.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, you help so many people. What is the future of self-help, in your opinion?
Yeah, to me, the future of it is actually using these things that people tend to push away, anger, sadness, discomfort, et cetera, that those are actually clues as to where our soul is igniting up and where we might be out of alignment. So rather than trying to get rid of those emotions, in some ways we're going to increase them because they really point to where we're not really fulfilled.
I would agree. You know, I'm thinking of a really old movie that is one of my favorite movies. And one of the scenes in it with the nun at the end, climb every mountain. You know, what is the name of the movie?
Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music. And you know that scene? You might not even, you maybe have never seen the movie, but there's a scene at the end of the movie where the mother, of all the nuns, I can't think of I want to say Mother Teresa, but that's not her name. But anyway, the mother teaches the younger nuns that you can't run from your fears. You have to face them. You have to climb every mountain. Is that what you kind of are saying now with this self-help? You have to face yourself in the mirror?
Yeah, it's that, but especially where something's coming up that's uncomfortable, rather than trying to do something to suppress it immediately, really being with it and seeing where it is because something's out of alignment for you.
Well, you know, I want to go back to the time thing because everyone experiences time differently. So how does this affect intention? How does intention affect time?
It's the great equalizer at the same time. So what happens is it puts everybody on the same page. And relationship with rather than believing you can manipulate it to be whatever you want.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you say that. So is there a timeline on intention?
It really depends on the intention. And with this is that the deadlines help, but also what's the emotion behind it.
Yeah, I
understand what that is.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where I want to go with this. We have about a minute or two. What do you want people to understand most about time and how it affects their company culture or their life, their relationships, and just their life in general?
Yeah, it's just to make this one switch is to actually not only be on time but be early, because what happens when you're early to anything is it creates to happen. Like, I mean, you might have a new thought, you might have time to read something.
Well, that's
that was being early.
Yeah. Well, you know, your book is amazing. I have to tell you, I've referenced it many times, and I encourage everyone to get a copy. It's called The Culture Blueprint by Robert Richman, a guide to building the high-performance workplace, and that includes being on time, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Robert, it's always great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right, everyone. That was Robert Richman. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Yes, it is.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
We were born before the wind.
What a nice song. I was actually listening to this on the way in this morning, Diamond, and you and I have not spoken yet, really. And so how did you know that? Oh, my gosh. I love the song. And I was listening to Kenny Loggins, too. I'm All Right. I love that song. It always puts me in a good mood in the early in the morning, a nice positive song. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I have Deborah Campbell in studio with me and Autumn Warren Connolly. Autumn, I was remiss at the beginning of the show. I was so excited I didn't introduce you with your bio and everything. So Autumn is a self-taught vegan cook. She's a mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes in Fort Worth, where she lives. And she has written a children's book, and she is also the inventor of Ether Elixir, my favorite probiotic. And I have to say, one of the reasons I think I got sick, Autumn, is because my life got so sideways, I was forgetting to drink my Ether Elixir. I'm serious. I told somebody that this morning, and thank goodness I found a bottle in the back of my refrigerator, because I buy like several of them at Natural Grocer every time I go. I give them to my daughters, especially like before they leave for the weekend to go with their dad, because I know that they might be out, you know, eating crazy stuff or whatever, right. You know, and so I want her micro.
It's the undo.
Yeah, it's the undo. Well, you know, it's fun to go out to eat and look at new restaurants and concepts and things like that. So I get it. So, but it's important to take care of your gut microbiome, and you helped me do that with Ether Elixir. Right. And so you and I, a little bit later on the show, are going to be talking about do you know what you're feeding your pets? I can't wait to hear that, because I have 15 animals at my house.
I was
house.
Just thinking about
okay,
that.
Okay, so Chewy.com is like one of my regular phone calls. Yeah, I absolutely love that company, by the way. And I want them as a sponsor. I'm putting that intention out there. I'm going to get them, because I know I could represent that brand so well. It's such a good company, and they have so many good products, and their new cat.
They make it convenient.
It's so convenient, and they have this new cat litter. I'll tell you more about it a different time, because I'll go on for 5 minutes. But it's good for the earth, and it's good for your cats. And I have 9 cats, and so we're actually going to start an Instagram, Brad and Jeff, because those are my two newest dogs that I've adopted off the street, and so we're going to make them famous, kind of, because they're so ridiculously funny. I think everyone will enjoy them. But Deborah, so good to have you in studio for the first time. Debbie Campbell is a licensed marriage and family therapist with years of experience as a practicing clinician. Debbie uses an eclectic therapeutic approach to individual couples and family therapy. She has taught parenting classes, court-mandated anger management classes, and adolescent anger management classes. She began her career working in a nonprofit counseling center at low socioeconomic status schools. Well, kudos to you, because that's so important, you know, that those kids get the attention that they need as well. So you've worked extensively with children, adolescents, young adults, and couples, and you have a unique background in applied sports psychology and positive psychology. Mm-hmm. I love that. So you've also worked with the U.S. Olympic Training Center and the U.S. Figure Skating Association and the International Center for Talent Development. You are the past president of the Dallas Association of Marriage and Family Therapists from 2014 to 2016. And additionally, she is an active member of the American Psychological Association, that's the APA, and the Association for Applied Sports Psychology. So good to have you. How did you do all that?
You make me sound like a real overachiever.
Well, you are an overachiever. And I have to tell you, we've had a lot of conversation before the show started and during the break. Mm-hmm. And this woman is an absolute rock star. So good to have her in studio with us.
Thank you for
We're
having
talking.
Me.
It's my pleasure. It really is. You're a delight. Oh. And you have a huge amount of knowledge and education about marriage. So a lot of marriages are unhealthy, and the kids ultimately pay the price. Society pays the price in so many ways, because we have a lot of miserable people walking around because of marital problems that I think hopefully are correctable. We're going to talk about it, right?
Right.
So how to know if you're in a healthy marriage and how to get out of it. So what's the definition of a healthy marriage?
Well, I want to roll backwards, actually, to what you're saying about society and relationships, because I think it'll make this next part easy. You know, relationships are the smallest unit of our society, especially coupleships, right?
Yeah. They're kind of like our own little backyard.
Mm-hmm, they're like the little Legos, right, that build up society. And so I think we're in a crisis right now.
I do,
of
too.
How to do relationships well as a society, because we've lost sight of the fact that, you know, at the heart of relationships is supposed to be safety.
I know.
Right.
I love that you say that. I love that you say that, because it is so fundamental that you feel safe with one another. And when that is lost, the relationship is gone, in my opinion.
Exactly. Well, the brain is designed more for war than it is for love. I mean, we need love. It matters a lot. But at the end of the day, we need to survive, or else there's no love. So
I saw a Facebook post by Sean Wells yesterday. We got kind of into like a little discussion via Facebook about it was a picture of a black panther that had killed a little deer, a baby deer. And a lot of people were commenting, and I was like, it doesn't seem fair, baby deer against a big black panther. And Sean replied something like, well, it's survival of the fittest. And I said, I get that. I get that survival of the fittest, but I think it's almost bully-like for a big black panther that's four times the size of this little tiny baby deer. Why didn't he go to some, pick on somebody his own size? You know? Right?
That's Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Exactly.
Eating is really high. But when it comes to us as a society, you know, like, it feels like we've hit a point where we've lost sight of the fact that, like, you know, to feel good as a people, we need to keep relationships safe. We need to do it in a way that feels safe, which is not about being right as much as it is
doing
about
the right thing,
cooperating.
Yeah. Well, that's why I felt about that image. I'll have to show you.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
Because I felt like even if that is survival of the fittest, that doesn't make it right.
Right.
Well, I was applying it to human beings. You know, like a big thug doesn't get to go and kill a little person just because they can.
Right.
Go after somebody your own size if you have to eat somebody.
Yeah. Well, this happens in relationships, too, when you have one person who's like a fast processor and another person who's not as fast of a processor. And, you know, so one part of the coupleship can run circles around the other part, and it doesn't bode so well for the other part. It doesn't feel very friendly. That they need more time to process, and this person can, you know, plow them down.
Right.
But that's where being experts on each other kicks in relationships, because in romantic relationships, you're supposed to be experts on each other. In friendships, it's arguable. It's the same, right? That you're experts on each other. You know each other well. There's depth to the relationship.
I've never heard it explained like that. And I can so relate to that. I've had that happen to me, actually, personally, because, you know, I tend to be, I wasn't raised to be super assertive, really, or to, I don't know how I want to say this, and I probably shouldn't have brought my own life into this example, but I just feel like there has been people in my life that maybe might have a sharper way of, like, attacking people, or, like, how did you describe it? Not attacking, but, like,
running circles
around the other person and not even giving them a chance to process what they want to think or feel and just, like, plowing them down.
But that's, you're back in the realm, too, of, you know, right and wrong. Like, if I want to work with you, if I want to have a relationship with you, it's my obligation to keep that safe. And part of the way that I do that is by being an expert on you and cooperating with you and creating win-wins, coming up with mutually good solutions, right?
Right.
So it's not going to bode well. It might feel good for me temporarily in that moment to prove my point all the way to the end, but it probably won't feel good to you as I'm trampling across you.
Right.
Making my point and without consideration and engagement from you as to how it feels for you or what you want or what you think and what's going to be good for us.
Well, I think at the root of this problem, and I say this with a lot of things that are going on in this country, I think at the very root of this problem is greed. I really do. Even when it comes to marriages.
Well, it's selfishness. So it's one-sidedness, right? So you can have singularity or you can have plural. Right. So if I want what I want and I don't care what the cost is, inherently other people are going to hurt. But in a relationship, it's supposed to be plural. Right. So what you need matters as much as what I need. What you want matters as much as what I want. What feels good to you matters as much as what feels good to me. And we have to come up with mutually good solutions to create win-wins.
Yeah.
So a healthy relationship looks like something that, you know, is invested in making win-wins, where we keep each other safe. We know how to calm each other down, work each other up. We're experts on each other. We tell each other everything.
And don't use it against one another.
Well, there you go. You're back in the realm
yeah.
of threats. So
right,
it seems
right.
to me like you can only have it one way, right? So there are two possible ways. One is threat. We can have a very hostile relationship where we threaten each other. We threaten each other in obvious ways, like, I'm not sure I want to be with you. Or we keep each other safe, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of room for both.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the moment the brain senses threat, it moves into a much more singular mode instead of being dualistic. You know,
well, to protect yourself.
Yeah, it's self-preservation. It'll keep yeah. you alive, but it won't keep the relationship alive.
Mm-hmm.
So because our brain has grown a lot, the cortex, you know, the outermost portion of our brain, the most recent portion of our brain to develop, really allows us to be more self-aware and not just react impulsively, right? And one would hope that with that in mind, you could know this about yourself as a human, that, you know, we tend to be pretty reactive, and reactive is pretty safety-based. It's fast, which means that it's historically driven. It's driven by our personal history. It's automated. So we're not addressing the situation like it's novel and new. We're addressing it based on what we know from our own history. And so when I respond quickly, I'm not necessarily responding to reality as it stands right there. I'm responding to threat based on history.
I could listen to you forever. How do you feel?
I know.
I'm like, doggone it. We have to go to break, and then we're going to be talking with Autumn about feeding your pets. But you know what? I think that you and I are just going to have to do a couple of podcasts after the broadcast, because we've got a lot to talk about. You've mm-hmm. got a lot of knowledge. There's a lot of marriages in trouble out there, a lot of mm-hmm. families in trouble, a lot of children that mm-hmm. will be affected by divorce.
Right.
And so, yeah, I can't wait to have you back on the air,
both
on and off the air. Debbie, thank you so much for being in studio. You're going to stay tuned,
me.
Right, and talk about dog food with us?
Oh, yes.
All right.
I have three dogs.
You have three dogs? Okay. I've got six. And how many do you have, Autumn?
Just two.
You just have two. Lexi has two. They just adopted another one off the street, so they've got Bonnie and Turner. And we put Turner on Instagram over the weekend. He is such a cute little stinker. Check it out on Instagram at One Life Radio 1. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
bit of Tom Petty. I love this song. I think this is like one of my favorite Tom Petty songs, actually.
Yeah, good stuff.
You want to sing?
I don't.
Oh my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley on the mic along with Autumn Warren Connolly. And I also have Deborah Campbell still in studio. What a pleasure it's been to have you guys here today.
Yeah,
seriously.
It's a good day.
I love talking about relationships. I do. I think everybody does, because at the end of the day, we all kind of struggle. Being in a relationship is one of the toughest things that there is, really. And then when you add children to the mix, forget about it. It just gets really complicated, right?
We're born into, we live in, and we die in relationships.
Yes.
They shape who we are. And so it's kind of flabbergasting that we're not placing more emphasis on this, because like it is really meant to be our prime source of safety.
Wow. Wow, that in itself is a huge statement. It hits a little close to home.
I know,
for me.
I was thinking the same
so,
thing.
So we're going to change the subject here. Let's talk about dog relationships. Okay,
lighten
so
things up.
Can a dog fill the void? Or
you know, I have three dogs. Two of them sit and do therapy with me all day and day and out, and they absolutely light up. The research shows that not just because we feed them, their brain lights up. They are happy to see us. They know that your face is different.
Sounds
from
like a
yes.
Mine.
Yes.
Yes.
So yes.
Sounds like
and
a yes.
And our brain responds to them in kind.
The what?
Our brain responds to them in kind. Like we get a heavy dose of oxytocin when we look at our pets.
Oh yeah. No, seriously. Mick, my boy, mm-hmm. I've had him for like 12 years now. Absolutely love him. He's a black lab mix, was left mm-hmm. at the end of our road with a bag of dog food, waiting for his owner to come back. And my first husband was on a bicycle ride and found him and brought him home. We immediately accepted him into our home and named him Mick after Mick Jagger. And he is the best darn dog, I have to tell you. Like, he is such a love. So, and now he's getting older, so now I'm going through the pangs of like, oh man, you know, I got to help him to live as long as he possibly can. And so I love that we're talking about dog food, because I feel like I give them the best dog food that I possibly can. But I want to know what you know about commercial pet foods, Autumn. So Autumn Warren Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two. She's a researcher of all natural remedies. She's the smartest girl I think I've ever personally known.
Oh, thank
you. I'm serious. The girl reads all the time. The woman. She's not a girl. She's a woman. she's written a children. What's the name of your children's book again?
The Upside Down Rainbow Inside about the chakra system.
About the chakras. Can I get it on Amazon?
Yeah, it should be available on Amazon pretty soon.
Okay. All right. Well, as soon as it is, I'm going to get one, and then I'm also going to give a couple copies away. And I love that you are the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find Autumn at probioticsyall.com. That's probioticsyall.com. And you can find Debbie Campbell at gocuris.com. That's go C-U-R-I-S. So gocuris.com. And I can't wait till you're on next time, because we're going to be talking about this PACT, couples counseling. What's the PAC stand for?
It's the psychobiological approach to couples therapy.
And it specifically is a method that comes out of UCLA, correct?
Mm-hmm. A man named Stan Tatkin and his wife Tracy created it. And it's the conglomeration of like 30 different theories in the field. And it's all about how to keep relationships safe and how to do relationships.
I love it.
So principles on how to do that. So there's no one right way, but there are principles that work. Fortunately, as a field, we now have some guideposts.
Well, as you said, it's critical. This country's in critical condition in a lot of different areas, our nutrition, our divorce rate, a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So can't wait to talk with you about that.
Me
Autumn,
too.
Okay, so I want to know what you have found out about dog food or pet food. What do you need to let us know? I'm kind of almost afraid to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, you should be afraid. For the most part, when I talk about commercial pet food, I talk about largely big name brands. But
okay, so let's start there.
It's essentially trash, is what it is. It's rotting. It's roadkill. It's the animals that have been euthanized at the shelter. It's animals that it's the pieces parts of all the other animals. Oftentimes, they're thrown into this big vat, still wearing their collars, still in the euthanasia bag. It's just totally rotting flesh that sits completely unrefrigerated on a warehouse floor and is forklifted, bulldozed into a big pot where they melt it all down.
Are you like?
I'm totally serious.
Okay, wow. So all right. So give me some background. Like, where is this happening in America? I mean, this is it's called shocking.
It's called a rendering plant. And essentially what they're doing is they're separating the flesh from the bone, from the fat, from the fur. And then they're like scooping out all the, you know, the extra fur bits, the big bone bits that don't break down. And they're just making this congealed stew of meat. And the nutrition that you see on the label, you know, the vitamins, the composition of the food, it's basically all an added in after. You're not getting the food, the meat that's in there is technically just a filler, and then they're adding in all of these other all of these man-made nutrients to say that it actually has some nutritional value, when as it's not coming from the food source whatsoever.
Well, you know, now I'm worried I'm going to get sued for saying Purina, because we don't know that Purina is actually
I'm not specifically calling them out.
No, well, you said the biggest when you said the biggest food food manufacturers, of course, that's the one of the oldest brands. They make not just pet food. I mean, for like our domesticated animals, they make feed for
everybody. Yeah, this is in reference. You know, I've got tons of animals, so I'm talking about chicken feed. I'm talking about, you know, dog feed, pig feed, you know, goose feed, all these little feeds that have any sort of animal protein in them. The protein that's in them, you know, it says chicken byproducts or chicken meal or this or that. It's just a fancy way to say trash so, meat food.
Don't you Debbie, don't you have like I have like a ton of questions here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So who does this? What city takes their euthanized pets? Or
it's everywhere.
Are you serious? Did you know this?
I mean,
no,
it's really
I'm
easy.
So
it's really
by this.
Easy to Google it, and it is some of the big names that people would recognize. Of course, I mean, it's simple to Google it. There's been a lot of research done on this. It's not necessarily uncommon knowledge. It's just not publicized knowledge.
I've seen that some dog foods have been recalled because of euthanasia drug like being found in the food, and I wondered how that got in there, and now.
Oh my gosh.
But it's everything. There's metal. There's a high toxic metal content. And if you research where the toxic metal content's coming from, that's because of the pets. They just don't even take the collars off of them. They just plop it in the pot.
Jeez.
Yikes.
So
gross.
I'm speechless.
Yeah. So be careful about what you feed your pets. I'm not saying all packaged foods are bad. There are certainly some companies that really are looking out for the best interests of animals and are providing real food-based nutrition for animals, mm-hmm. but it's not everywhere. And it is the lesser of the options.
I use Castor Pollock. I think that's how you pronounce it. I get it from Chewy.com. And then there's a Lotus brand cat food that I use. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of scary.
The best thing to do is to look at the ingredients. Look at the ingredients on the package. And if it says something along the lines of byproduct or meal, you need to contact the company and ask where they source it from. Is it a rendered meat or is it actual, you know, coming from a whole food source? Like I like to buy my pets food that's only basically human grade. So it hasn't been rotting. It's been kept at cool temperatures. It doesn't, you know, a lot of this food will have maggots, will have other parasites and on. So they've got to put chemicals into this vat as well to kill all these things.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So,
what kind of food are you feeding?
Mine have human grade food.
Okay, really?
Tylee's, they send it to me from Chewy.
You use mm-hmm. Chewy too. Yeah. I love Chewy. I swear to you, I want them so bad. And so I just think it's such a great company. The customer mm-hmm. service, everything.
But, they're amazing.
They really are, and they're doing it the way they should. And so, but I wonder if they have standards. I'm going to find out.
Oh, they
because
do.
I want to feel safe.
Yeah,
in anything
make sure.
that I order from them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm thinking, you know, back I used to when I had 15 dogs. I'm out of time. Okay, well, you know what? I can't say what I'm going to say. I'll say it next time. But a big shout out to our sponsors, Sun Warrior, great company. You can get it at Smoothie King or Vitamin Shop, the H.M. Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.